Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Drew Burgoyne from CBS 58. Drew, how you doing, pal?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm in my basement, which seems to be my workspace these days, looking out the window myself. So it's been over 2 months of working at home, and I think this is kind of the new normal for us. So it's been nice being around the house, and it is what it is, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I want to go back to last night. It was like a giant red banana across the state of Wisconsin last evening.
Right.
So it was, and look, I am like many people. I was watching the weather, and then I eventually just went to sleep, because other than, walking around and battening down the hatches and making sure my patio umbrella didn't fly away, I was pretty good. But do we have like a prediction, an almanac prediction for what the summer's going to be like here in Wisconsin? Because every festival's been canceled damn near, and
right.
We at least need some good weather to look forward to, right?
No, I think I was looking over that this morning just from the Climate Prediction Center. Those guys are kind of the experts, when it comes to the long-range stuff. And for June, better chances, in fact, probably a 50 to 60% chance across our area for above average temperatures, and we're already seeing that, to start June. I mean, talk about a nice warm, warm start after a real cold start to May, and then we kind of turn the corner a little bit toward the end of the month. So June looks pretty good. When you look at the entire forecast for the summer, it's looking a little bit more like, an average summer, which I think is okay.
I want to ask you, as a fan, right now, that because I know what kind of a sports fan you are, just from the average perspective, what's it like right now? Because we're sitting here talking about possibility of NBA, possibility, but you guys do the stuff with the Brewers all the time, and there isn't any baseball to talk about, none of that kind of stuff.
That was a big blow, Bill. We were working on Weather Day and work on that for probably 9 months to get that big show for 10,000 kids, and everything obviously stopped, and we totally understand that. So that was a huge bummer for my team, because it's something that we really, really enjoy and take pride in. It's just grappling all of this. I felt like things were a little bit normal watching, the draft, for the NFL. So that kind of felt normal. Obviously, I'm excited about the potential for, for basketball. But then I was thinking to myself, is it just Milwaukee's luck, where – you've got this team that is primed and ready for a championship, and they won't be able to play, in their own city, obviously, in front of fans. And, I think of that, and it kind of makes me sad a little bit, but I'm excited about the games. As for baseball, I was talking to Kevin Holden last night, our sports director, and who knows, who knows what, what's going to happen with that. And I think of just how weird it is to be driving by Miller Park, and let's say there are games to be played, but nobody's in there. There's no tailgates. That's one of the things I love about driving by Miller Park on a game day. It's like you can smell the game day experience, and you can just see all those people. And I don't know. It just my excitement for sports without the crowd. Kind of taking a back seat. Maybe other people are like that too. I don't know. Is that kind of how you are? How do you feel?
I'm the same way. I do this for a living, so I'm trying to find things to talk about every day, and there's a lot of stuff that's out there, so it's not like I'm bereft of the ability to talk. But When it comes to actual games being played, the gathering of fans, it's like this year just got completely ground to a halt. And we just stopped. And our normal way of experiencing things has gone away. I mean, it's not just sports. It's concerts, outdoor right. venues, festivals, you know, no Summerfest. No, I mean, I just read yesterday they canceled the MDA fall ride for Harley-Davidson and the motorcycle ride up in Tomahawk this year. Broadfest out in Madison's canceled. I don't know what they're going to do with Oktoberfest out in La Crosse. But there's just so many things that are our normal way of life that we look forward to. That's not going to happen, which is why I think – you become so important in the sense of weather. Can we get outside? Can we do things? I mean, I know we need to socially distance, but if we're going to hike, if we're going to camp, if we're going to bike, if we're going to do all these things, we really do become weather dependent now.
Yeah, and especially this time of the year. I mean, this is our severe weather season, and we get most of our severe weather in June, climatologically, for the state. That's when most of our tornadoes occur. Last night, thankfully, no tornadoes in our area, but, you know, people have seen the images of, you know, the acuity flag being ripped apart and 60 to 70 mile an hour winds and a lot of tree damage. And so, yeah, at this time of the year, I mean, people want to be out, you know, camping and doing all that kind of stuff, but it's always good to be paying attention, you know, to the weather, especially with our prospects for severe weather in June, July, and August. And that was another thing. I think I had 25 schools still left on my schedule for our big tornado ready, you know, deal that we do throughout the year. And I had to cancel all those. I did a Zoom school meeting, which was really bizarre, for the school in Oconomowoc. And it was a lot of fun, but just getting in front of people and being able to perform and feeding off the kids' energy, it's weird. And so I can only imagine if you're a baseball player or, you know, some sort of professional athlete, and not having that reaction of the crowd. You know, NASCAR is one thing. I mean, a lot of times they get rained out the next day. There's like, you know, 50 people there watching the race. So that's not that big of a deal. But you look at these intimate arenas and all of that. I mean, I think of like the NBA playoffs. The energy is just so amazing. And you can feel it even when you watch it on TV. If you're not lucky enough to go and watch it in person, I mean, you can feel it. So it's going to be really bizarre watching these teams compete with basically nobody there. I think that's the part that I'm going to eventually have to get over, because it's almost going to be – it's going to feel like a preseason type of game to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Hey, before I cut you loose, the thought of what the Green Bay Pack – because you and I have not chatted really – other than maybe a little bit on Twitter and such, back and forth. But your thoughts on what the Packers have done and what they are doing and the explanations you've received, or at least we've received publicly, about the choosing of Jordan Love and about the Aaron Rodgers situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer that Rodgers is going to be here for, you know, at least 3 years. And I also feel like if they're knocking on the door with a championship, or, I mean, let's hope they've, you know, we can grab one before he's done. I still think if he's healthy, I mean, the Packers are, you know, they're not just going to cut this guy loose if they're, you know, if they're in ready to win a championship. But I don't know. I love the running back. I love this guy. I was so excited when Eddie Lacy was drafted. I thought that was going to be a really cool guy in the backfield. Obviously he ate himself out of the league, and that was the end of that. So I feel like there are some guys that they drafted that I think will have a chance. But I think the biggest thing for me is the Packers believe in this receiving core. I think most of us have our doubts, and hopefully they can prove us wrong.
Drew, always good to talk to you. I'll be paying attention. Should we have any more weather come through? The rest of the state looks pretty good today and tomorrow, right?
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. Always good to hear from you. And hopefully the huddle will be back, you know, this fall.
Yeah.
And looking forward to that.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Drew Burgoyne from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes. He's been on the huddle before. He's right. I hope the huddle comes back. I would think at this point, at least logistically, for those – and I have been asked this question before about what the fall is going to bring, and with football and the huddles we have, that we should be able to go out into these venues and do our broadcast. They will look different because of the social distancing guidelines, if you will. But we can go into these venues as long as we have that, you know, to protect you from us and us from you, so to speak, that 6 foot, you know, guideline. We still should be able to go out and do the shows in all these different venues, right? You know, we can elbow bump. We can throw some masks. Maybe, who knows, maybe we find some Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network masks that we can have printed up and pass out, right? just different Chotskis for a different day, man. I'd be in favor of that. Heck yeah, that's not a bad way to go. Drew joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're beginning to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.